Many of us have spent numerous summer weekends attending weddings, and a popular destination for that summer wedding, the Mountain West. We have breathtaking views, blue skies, warm weather. It really can be the perfect place to say I do. Well, now, some wedding industry workers are actually seeing fewer couples wanting to get hitched in these late summer months because of an increasingly smoky backdrop. Maggie Mullen with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
August and early September is a busy time for people like florists, caterers, and photographers. But Missoula-based wedding planner Autumn Cosimer says in the last couple of years, demand has gone down.
I got a call over Labor Day, and the bride was crying about her September 23rd wedding because the smoke was so bad. She actually wanted to cancel it. She wanted to try to find another date.
Cosimer says most of her clients are from outside the region, but the more severe wildfires we're seeing today are blocking the beautiful views they were expecting. Still, she says there is one silver lining to a smoky wedding weekend.
The lighting that you get from the diffused light from like the sun shining through the smoke makes really, really dramatic, awesome pictures.
Right now, fires are burning in regional wedding destinations, Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Janessa White with Boise-based Simply Eloped is joining me in studio to talk more about this trend. Welcome to the program, Janessa.
Thank you, Gemma.
So for people who don't know about your business, get us updated on that because you do elopements, basically.
We do elopements. So Simply Eloped is a Boise-based company, but we serve the nationwide market. We're currently set up in 8 markets, including New York, New Orleans, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, obviously. So, yeah, and we essentially do everything around the ceremony. So we provide the officiant, the photographer, hair and makeup, flowers. You know, we just service everything to make that elopement as intimate and special as possible.
So then when you take in weather, because no matter where you get married, you cannot ultimately predict the weather.
You know, I wish I could.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that then play in, especially places like Colorado and Idaho where you mm-hmm. do elopements? So a lot of times those are also going to be destination.
Mm-hmm.
So people traveling in. I mean, you can't necessarily just like we heard on the piece mm-hmm. that someone can cancel their wedding and find a new date.
They try.
Yeah.
They try. And to be honest with you, the good news about elopements is we're way more flexible than what a wedding company mm-hmm. could be, you know. And so I think that that's a difficult part, you know, all these outdoor weddings when it's really smoky, that can create health. I mean, you guys just talked about it in depth. Mm-hmm. That creates health problems for family members. It makes it really difficult to enjoy your wedding, you know what I mean? But also there's perks like good lighting, just like we heard. But with elopements, we can be a little bit more flexible. Mm-hmm. We did see that with like the Big Island with the volcano eruptions.
Oh, interesting.
People were really freaked out about that, despite the fact that it's a big island and it really only affects a portion of it. And that portion wasn't very highly populated. So, you know, a big part of my job is just managing expectations. And so for anyone that's, for instance, coming to Idaho in the month of August and isn't from here, we're really trying to say like, hey, you can do that, but if you do that, you might be better off in this location or that location. Because obviously some spots are smokier than others. We did just do a ceremony up at Blue Lake in Cascade, and the elevation was high enough. And, you know, we were near the water and there was a little bit of wind. And so we had pure blue skies. And that was the beginning of August in the middle of the huge fire in Cascade. So it's also about where you select the destination and the location. And so that's part of our expectation management. If you're going to do it in Boise where it's a valley and the smoke kind of settles in here, that's going to be tougher than if we're going to the mountains where we can probably be above where the fires are.
And, you know, there was a trend that it used to be that June was the most popular month to get married. And then mm-hmm. it slowly over the years has gone to late summer. So have you seen, though, more people pulling back on wanting to get married on those summer months as a wedding industry as a whole?
Definitely. Well, here in Idaho specifically, we don't marry many people in the summertime. Most people want spring or fall, which works out great. You know, nationwide, you know, again, we just try and manage expectations. We have like weather contingency plans.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got backup indoor venues. So, you know, we just try to do our best to be flexible and to accommodate. And people are getting eloped all year round. That's the nice thing about the elopement business is that we're not as seasonal as mm-hmm. a wedding industry. We do like, you know, New York, grossest month is December. So many people want to get married there, like elope there. Like there's a magic to it. And so, you know, every month we have a lot of elopements, which is really nice.
But you bring up a good point about the whole idea of not just managing expectations, but knowing the area. Mm-hmm. Because we're the Mountain West. I mean, we have fires mm-hmm. every single summer. Mm-hmm. We have smoke every single summer. Mm-hmm. If you live here and you pick that wedding date, you kind of know. Mm-hmm. And I got married in early September 12 years ago in Boise. We knew there might be a little bit of smoke.
Right.
We also wanted a summer holiday weekend because mm-hmm. so many people were traveling. Mm-hmm. So you just know going into that. But is it different when it's a destination? Because even when we heard in this piece, you know, people want to come to the Mountain West. They want to have that destination mm-hmm. wedding. But if you're not from here,
totally,
you just know that you see pictures online and you're like, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So I do have a customer service team and we talk a lot about that expectation management. You know, so if someone wants to get married in the middle of August in the Boise area, we would probably advise them to go to the Stanley Sun Valley area just because it's not going to be as trapped in as it is in the Treasure Valley. Mm-hmm. And so that's just part of it, you know. And then conversely, if it is a problem, there's really creative solutions, you know, whether you're doing it indoors or like even a tent can be a much better experience than like wholly outdoors. Like you can manage the environment of like a set up tent. And so there's creative solutions that one can employ that doesn't mean canceling your entire wedding, you know?
Which would be really tough sometimes. Really? I'm speaking with Janessa White. She is with Simply Eloped. We're talking about how all of this smoke over the last couple of years, frankly, has been affecting the wedding industry. If you have any comments, you can always email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or tweet at us, KBSX915. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. So, Janessa, you talked about, you know, one creative idea with putting up a tent. Any other things that people might want to think about? Because, you know, if your wedding is this coming weekend,
yeah,
it's probably going to be smoky if you're getting married in parts of the Treasure Valley or even North Idaho.
Yeah. Well, what I would keep in mind is that the average ceremony is 15 minutes long. So that's not very long to have to suffer through like the really, really smoky area. And so if you're concerned about like, for instance, a reception, like a longer piece of your event, then I would actually start reaching out to restaurants and see like who has indoor space that you can occupy with your amount of guests. For 200 people, that's going to be tricky. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got 50, that's probably doable. So again, it really just matters on like what kind of ceremony you have. So I would say like, do your ceremony outside, suck it up. You know, the photos are going to be amazing. If you're marrying the love of your life, it should still be beautiful and magical. And then, you know, find other opportunities that are indoors for the longer portion of the event.
And that's an interesting thing to say, because when I think back on my own wedding, you know, the location that we chose for our reception, it had indoor and outdoor space. And I remember wanting that because mm-hmm. I was like, you never know what the weather's going to do. You never know.
It could rain. It could rain. Middle of your ceremony. Totally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So is it just having those backup plans? I mean, is that best advice when we look at, I mean, because it's not just smoke. I mean, what if mm-hmm. you get married in the winter and there's a snowstorm or we have an inversion?
Totally. I guess the number one piece of advice that I could give anybody planning any sort of ceremony, whether it's 10 people or 300 people, is like have contingency plans, because you never know. And it's anywhere, you know, mm-hmm. like I just mentioned, like the Big Island, the volcano eruption, like who knew that was going to happen? Or there was a hurricane that hit recently. I mean, like you never know. And so if you're a smart planner, or if you're employing a smart planner, you know, like I would say Simply Eloped is a smart planner, then you're just going to be covered in the event of anything. And so, like, for instance, you were smart. You had an indoor and an outdoor opportunity for your reception. I would keep that in mind. So I would say, like, again, the ceremony is going to be 15 minutes. I'm sure anyone can suffer through anything. Get an umbrella, you know, if it's raining.
And, I mean, yeah, do whatever you need to do to get through those 15 minutes.
Well, because also, like, that's kind of part of the magic. We've had some amazing ceremonies in New York where it rained and the couples, like, just rolled with it. And the photos were, like, some of my favorite. We had a snowstorm in Colorado, like, crazy snowstorm that descended upon this couple. And they were like, let's roll with it. Again, like, the loveliest photos that you've ever seen. And they have a really special memory, mm-hmm. you know? So I would say, like, maybe be a little more flexible. Like, it might not be exactly what you envision, but it's still probably going to be pretty lovely if you're truly marrying the love of your life.
And that's what it comes down to, right? Right there. If you're truly marrying the love of your life, it ultimately doesn't matter because you're marrying them.
Yeah. And it's special, as it should be. So I would say have a contingency plan, plan well, always have backup, but also just roll with the punches.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Because that's life in general.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Janessa, I really appreciate you coming in and chatting with us today. And if you are planning a wedding, I do hope it's a lovely day for anyone out there who's listening. Don't worry about the smoke. Just enjoy the day. Janessa White with Simply Eloped has been my guest today. We're talking about the wedding industry being affected by all the smoke as well. So thanks again.
Thanks, Gemma.